Let's go, sweetheart, Jane urged. Danny shook his head fervently.
I don't want to go in another dark place, Mama, Danny protested. There are bad men.
Before Jane could respond, Teddy turned and grinned at him. Come on, little man. You have a soldier here to protect you, remember?
Yeah,
Danny said quietly, still unsure. Want to ride on my shoulders and be my point man? Teddy asked. Danny beamed.
Yeah,
he said excitedly. He ran over to Teddy with his arms extended. Teddy picked him up and sat him on his shoulders, grunting. Danny laughed and wrapped his arms around the top of Teddy's head. You're heavier than you look, buddy, Teddy said as he held on to Danny's legs. Oh, God, Jane said with a sigh as she watched the spectacle. Please be careful.
It's okay, Mama. It's fun, Danny exclaimed.
Yeah, it's fine, Teddy reassured with a smirk. I've only dropped a few kids in my life, so I'm betting on pretty good odds.
Don't you start, Jane warned. If you drop him,
Teddy laughed. Relax, Mother Hen, Teddy said jovially. He's in good hands, or on good shoulders, so to speak.
Let's go,
Danny said with excitement. You heard the boss, Teddy told Jane. He chuckled again and started walking up the ramp past the white van into the parking garage. Danny laughed and bobbed from side to side as he kept his arms wrapped around Teddy's head. As they entered the first level, abandoned cars and vandalized pickup trucks stood parked haphazardly. A few rolling garbage bins blocked off the stairwell door that led to the upper levels. It was quiet, eerily so. Teddy noticed a small moving truck parked in front of the ramp leading up to the second level of the garage. Near the top of the ramp, wooden crates and draped sheets blocked off the view from down below. Teddy started walking towards the ramp with Danny on his shoulders. Well, let's go see if this is just a wild goose chase, Teddy said. He didn't hear Jane walking behind him. Teddy frowned and kept moving forward. You coming or what? He asked with annoyance.
Teddy,
Jane said quietly. What?
I don't think this is a wild goose chase, she said simply.
Confused, Teddy turned towards her. Jane stood calmly with her arms above her head as a woman stood with a shotgun pointed at her chest. The woman whistled. Suddenly, a dozen armed men and women emerged out from behind numerous parked cars and out from behind the moving truck. Teddy and Jane were surrounded. Shit, Teddy swore under his breath as he glanced around. Danny, oblivious, started pointing at the men and women with a grin.
I see people, Mr. Army Man. I see them,
Danny exclaimed happily.
Lots of people.
Yeah, buddy, I see them too, Teddy said with caution. Danny lost his smile as he stared at the guns the people were holding.
Are they bad men?
Danny asked. Before Teddy could respond, a man gave a boisterous laugh that echoed throughout the deck. Teddy spun around towards the sound of the laughter and saw a tall, tattooed, muscular white man with a bald head. His big, bushy red beard hung halfway down his chest as he walked towards them. The man wore faded coveralls, police boots, and a dirty flannel shirt. A pistol was holstered on each hip, and a pair of binoculars were hanging halfway out of a pouch near his belt buckle. No, little man, we're not bad. Just grumpy, a little hungry, and in need of some cold beer, the man said jovially in a husky voice. My name is Albert, but folks around here just call me Big Al.
I'm Daniel, but everyone calls me Danny, Danny said with a smile.
Nice to meet you, Danny, Big Al exclaimed as he came closer. Teddy and Jane looked at each other uncomfortably. Big Al stopped, looked around, and lost his smile. He motioned towards the others in the group to lower their weapons. Go on, put those away, he ordered. They don't look like any type of bandits I've seen, and they sure don't look like soldiers. He paused and furrowed his big bushy brows. Or do you like giving little boys nightmares?